Welcome back. This is Red Barn Radio, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. Red Barn Radio, roots music, Southern style.
I'm just pretty in my own mind. And like old Wild Bill, I like this hand that I've been dealt. But it's hard to play it when you're under the gun. Well, Arletta said, son, you can go on and run, but you can't handle sevens every time. Well, Arletta said, son, you can go on and run, but you can't handle sevens every time.
Did your family sort of express a desire to see you live a life of faith?
In a very general sense, not in a specific sense, like not in the way that I pursued it later. I found the particular brand of Christianity that I went into all on my own. I was about 18 years old, and I wandered into a church and decided that I was going to go that direction.
Can you recall more about that experience?
I was going through this period when I was in my late teens where I just was looking for some type of something that seemed grounded or something that made sense on a real kind of eternal or ever level, something, some type of foundation. I went to a bunch of different churches, and then I went into one, and I just said, this is it.
You better go down in the name of Jesus when you go down. Go down in the name of Jesus when you go down. 'Cause let me tell you right now, the devil is a liar. You gotta be filled with Holy Ghost fire when you go down. In the name of Jesus when you go down. 'Cause God's little children got a battle with the devil every new day. There ain't no beginning, there ain't no ending to the games he plays. But you can walk up to him full of Holy Ghost fire. Look him in the eye and say, devil, you're a liar when you go down. In the name of Jesus when you go down. Better go down with a song and a shout when you go down. You better not fear, you better not doubt when you go down. 'Cause let me tell you right now, the devil is a liar. You gotta be filled with Holy Ghost fire when you go down. In the name of Jesus when you go down. Better be prayed up and full of the word. You better lean on faith and not on what you heard. And pick up your sword, put on your shield. You better make sure what you got is real. 'Cause you're gonna make old Satan madder when you go down. So you better have just what Jesus had when you go down. 'Cause let me tell you right now, the devil is a liar. You gotta be filled with Holy Ghost fire when you go down. In the name of Jesus when you go down. When you go down. In the name of Jesus when you go down.
In the kind of church where you were a pastor, was this a Pentecostal church?
No, it was an independent fundamental Baptist church.
What's the difference, the fundamental difference?
To put it in a way that most people could understand, the Southern Baptists were way too liberal for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why we wasn't Southern Baptists.
Did that suit you?
Well, I wouldn't be sitting here if it suited me, buddy.
Well.
thing about the type of those Bible colleges and things, they become echo chambers,
yeah.
And then gradually over time, it's like a downward spiral. When you enter those kind of situations, at first maybe, you know, you maintain friendships and relationships outside of it, but then the further you go down that thing, gradually you have less and less meaningful relationships with people outside of that community. So there was a period of like 5 or 6 years where I just went deep into this community, and my friendships and relationships that I had with people outside that community kind of grew less important to me. And then so you lose their influence. And then gradually, you know, it's the echo chamber effect. And then one day, you know, you think you've got this really solid theological and philosophical set all built up in your brain. And then I went up to Middlesboro to pastor my church, and then to be the purveyor of this set. I did it so outside of the echo chamber. Well, then after I got out of the echo chamber and I began to use the brain that the Lord gave me, I started to think about some of these things, and I didn't believe them no more.
Well, love ain't a feeling. No, love is an act. It's less an emotion and it's more of a pact. It's when you decide to give yourself freely. Yeah. It's simple, really. And life ain't just living. No, life has a course. It's less what you do, and it's more who you are. When you follow your heart completely, yes, it's simple, really. But how many live in the misery? Complexity. And happiness ain't in heaven. No, happiness is free. It's less what you got, and it's more what you give away. It's singing your song amidst the sonic graffiti. Yes, it's simple, really. And what if the Lord's greatest mystery was simplicity? And heaven ain't a dreamland. No, heaven's in your heart. It's less a destination and more of a spark. You'll find in your midnight burning so deeply. Yes, it's simple, really. Yes, it's simple, really. Thank you.
my leaving of that pastorate was leaving most every relationship that was important to me in my life at that time. It made 9 years of my life irrelevant. My future, my education would be worthless. You know, I'd be starting over. I had a wife and two children at that time. I had no marketable skill. I just had to start completely over. And the fear of that and me realizing what the consequences of that decision was going to be made me try to hold on and try to maintain and try to continue to push into that, but I just couldn't.
Your choice to go into the military, was that a practical choice for you?
It's for my children.
Yep.
I joined the military for my children so I could get some type of marketable skill to where I could provide a decent life for them.
What was the skill that you were going to learn in the military? Did you set out to?
I'm still a reservist to this day.
Oh, you are? All right.
Yeah, I've been in 15 years. I'm an avionics technician on C-130Js.
Wow.
Well, you can get a flashy guitar and play in all the best bars, but I hope you know how to smile, and it'll help if you can shake it, 'cause that's the way you gotta make it when you're young and in your prime. 'Cause it's a fight to tell the truth, it's even harder in your youth, and no one likes a tune that they've never heard. And nobody wants a song if they can't sing along. And so you give them Brown Eyed Girl. Well, now I sure ain't saying this is a prayer worth praying. In fact, it's something I could never recommend. But you won't never have to fear singing songs that folks wanna hear. And when you're done, they'll all shout amen. But it won't have no meaning, and them rhymes will come so easy with no message in your songs. Well, I have heard so many say it, you gotta fake it till you make it, but you won't be making nothing at all. So I'm gonna write a song and call it Free Bird, for all these assholes hollering Free Bird and acting like I give a damn. I know I'm a crazy hack, I probably won't be invited back, but I wasn't making much anyhow. And I decided not to sell what little heart that I've got left, and them gigs would surely kill me in time. I believe I'd rather be poor than sing them songs anymore, casting my pearls before them swine. Well, now I sure ain't saying this is a prayer worth praying. In fact, it's something I could never recommend. But you won't never have to fear singing songs folks wanna hear. And when you're done, they'll all shout amen. But it won't have no meaning, and them rhymes will come so easy with no message in your songs. Well, I have heard so many say it, you gotta fake it till you make it, but you won't be making nothing at all.
Alabama Astronaut, the podcast, was a result of the pandemic. I had met a serpent handling preacher by the name of Jamie Coots when I lived in Middlesboro, and actually close to the end of my time there, I'd made this promise to God that if he'd let me leave, I'd go to all the houses in Middlesboro, Kentucky, and hand out gospel literature. So that's what I was doing. I met Jamie Coots on the road, and we talked for a good bit.
Jamie Coots, he is himself a pastor of a church.
He's no longer with us, right. But he was a pastor of a church in Middlesboro, and it was a snake handling congregation. He told me about it. We talked for a good bit. And back in them days, I didn't care about other people's religious perspectives. I was only interested in propagating mine. But he was very kind to me, and he gave me his phone number and said, if you ever need me, you call me. I think he could tell that I was struggling. I never forgot our interaction. Well, it wasn't but just a few months later, I bought a U-Haul and moved everything out of Middlesboro and went back to Mobile and moved in at my mom's house.
You and Kathy?
Me and Kathy and my two children.
And you had two children.
Yep. Okay. We got three now. Had two then. So then I saw Jamie Coots years later on television on a show on National Geographic. He appeared on a show, and I told Kathy, I was like, look, there's that guy that I met at Middlesboro. And I said, he's on National Geographic. It was a show that's called Snake Salvation. Then I went to the desert in 2013 and 14, and I came back. It was February of 2014.
You mean as in the desert in the war? The war?
Yes, I'm a veteran of There was a news flash came over the news there in the shop, and it was Jamie Coots. He was pitcher there, and it said serpent handling preacher bit and killed by a serpent. He was such a nice guy. You know, I remember thinking, it's a real shame. I knew he had a family. I started playing my songs and all and started traveling around. I was going down the West Coast with this guy named Jerry Joseph, who wrote all these songs for Widespread Panic, and he had brought along me and this guy named Will Stewart to play with him. And Will Stewart had a song called Brush Arbor. In the song Brush Arbor, he mentions copperheads and the Holy Ghost, and I became infatuated with that song. And I was asking Will what it was about, and he said it was about a book he read called Salvation on Sand Mountain. So I purchased the book. That was the end of 2019. Then the pandemic came. I was like, I'm going to read. You know, back in them days, we thought the pandemic was going to be 3 weeks or something. Remember that? And Jamie Coots was in the book. I've got to go find this church. I had a bunch of time because all my gigs got canceled, but Serpent Handling Church never got canceled.
Right.
So what infatuated me upon the first weekend of going to those churches was the music. I began writing, jotting words down to some of the songs I heard because I'm very familiar with gospel music because I spent 9 years as a preacher, and I know about every song in those redback hymnals that there ever was, you know, and none of them was in there. I've become obsessed with some of these songs. I've spent the last 2.5 years going to some of these churches and recording these songs.
You gotta look your brother right in the eye. Don't be afraid to let yourself cry. 'Cause you know that we're all fighting to find some meaning in this life. And we all got a vulnerable side. You gotta look your brother right in the eye. We gotta learn to face the one that's in the mirror. 'Cause you know we can't afford to turn our backs in fear. And you know the biggest devil's the one that's in between your ears, and that ain't nothing that we wanna hear. You gotta learn to face the one that's in the mirror. 'Cause I love you, but sometimes I just don't know how to say it. I mean, I got some words, but I ain't sure where to place them. I've never been the kind to fake it. So it's okay if you ain't got the answers. 'Cause there's more to finding truth than simply being clever. we're all so disillusioned underneath these crooked banners. So try to remember your manners. And it's okay if you ain't got the answers. And my friend, we must hear our brother's voice. 'Cause if we cannot listen, all our talking ain't but noise. And sometime I know it hurts, but we ain't got no other choice. And maybe that's the kind of pain that love employs. My friend, we must hear our brother's voice. 'Cause I love you, but sometimes I just don't know how to say it. I mean, I got some words, but I ain't sure where to place them. I've never figured out a way to fake it. Gotta look your brother right in the eye.
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's cultural development, advocacy, and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. More at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Kathy Stamps.
There are so many people to thank for our program. First, Abe Partridge, our guest on this evening's broadcast. We are ever grateful for our volunteers and staff who make our production happen so beautifully each and every week. We want to thank all of you for listening to our webcast, watching us on social media, the network of Red Barn stations, and listening to us on media worldwide. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Now, Abe, before we head out, could you play one more tune for us?
I got one more for you, buddy.
Oh, that'd be great. All right. Abe Partridge.
Well, all was quiet in the back 40 trailer park last night. I mean, there were a few domestic fights and them usual petty crimes, but I was feeling all right. I was drinking whiskey with my Sprite, and I was toasting all those ghosts of the lost southern pines when I heard a lurking in the night. I knew something wasn't right as I was covered in the white of this otherworldly light, and I looked up and I beheld it was a spacecraft from another world. At least that's what I thought I observed, 'cause I ain't learned, but I can certainly confirm there ain't nothing on this planet ever turned at the angles and the rate of speed at which it surged. And then I heard my neighbor Wanda, man, she was cursing in slurs as the UFO swirled and upon her trailer it converged, and she was carried away in this tractor beam. It was a horrible scene. Her hair was still in rollers. Her nightie was busting at the seams, and her scream, man, it got all the more extreme as she flew through the air to this extraterrestrial machine. And I said, oh my God, this can't be a dream. 'Cause I mean, yeah, I know I've been drinking and probably even smoked a little green, but I can't stand LSD, man, and this would be an hallucination supreme, even obscene. And so I jumped into action like a Vietnam era Marine. I said, now this is gonna be war. You know I'd seen one before. I had a stash of ammunition underneath my trailer floor, and I'd heard freaky stories galore from Bubba next door. And it sure ain't my ass them aliens gonna probe and explore. So I got me a 12-gauge pump and an AR. I got my granddaddy's government-issued K-bar. And I said, you aliens, y'all should have never came down here. Now this is gonna be war, 'cause I've been waiting on them aliens to come. I've been waiting on them aliens to come. I've been waiting on them aliens to come. So I threw some cover fire and I jumped and I crawled to my truck. I knew if I was gonna beat these aliens, I'd need distance and luck. And so I sped through the muck until I ended up over by the fence line. I hunkered down in the brush. I started sighting in my gear when this little green man appeared, and he looked right through my soul. Why in my eyes he stared, and I knew he must have got scared when he saw that I had no fear and that I'd smoke his little green ass without shedding a tear. And then he disappeared, and I said, man, this is really getting weird. And so I ran through that trailer park like a redneck Paul Revere. I said, the aliens are coming. Now there ain't no sense in running, boys. Let's take our stand here, y'all. Let's do some extraterrestrial hunting. I've been waiting on them aliens to come. I've been waiting on them aliens to come. I've been waiting on them aliens to come. Now stars fell on Alabama, and a lot of other shit has too. But the last thing we were gonna take was being pursued by this alien crew who intergalactically flew through time and space just to land into the back 40 trailer park. And yeah, we made our mark, we beat them aliens back, and we did it in the dark. Then we found Wanda, and her only remark was that she gets they had to abduct her. But in her nightgown, man, that was just harsh. I even stole a little space traveling cart. I got it out in the barn. Me and Bubba painted it camouflage, and we're soon about to embark as an interstellar white trash Lewis and Clark. We're gonna call ourselves the Alabama Astronauts. 'Cause I've been waiting on the aliens to come. I've been waiting on the aliens to come. I've been waiting on the aliens to come.
There you go.
Red Barn Radio, roots music, Southern style. The best music from the roots of the South, and sharing this music with the world.